The crew of the future Little Rock welcomed several parties for tours, including one comprised of local news reporters. It began on a deck large enough to store two helicopters. This ship can be reconfigured for any of its three main missions. Commander Todd Peters is the future Little Rock's commanding officer.
So we can be outfitted to pursue either anti-submarine warfare, mine warfare, or surface warfare. So we have a little bit of capability in terms of the mission of the ship can be changed out. And those are the three mission areas that we're designed for now.
Reconfigurations, he said, usually take anywhere from 2 to 4 days.
This is MCC, also known as Mission Control Center.
The future USS Little Rock is a littoral combat ship. It's designed to operate in more shallow waters closer to shore with considerable agility and can travel at speeds in excess of 45 knots or 50 miles per hour.
I state your name.
I, Francisco Otero III.
Do you solemnly swear?
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend?
There were other special guests aboard the future Little Rock, some of the military's newest recruits whose enlistment ceremony was held aboard the ship. Daniel Bryant of West Seneca is joining the Marines. He was asked about the significance of taking his oath on a ship that's about to make history.
It's definitely a unique experience. I mean, it's kind of symbolic having all the new recruits swear in to enlist, and then as we commission the ship, kind of goes hand in hand. But never been on one of these ships before. It's definitely very interesting, very unique.
Thousands of people are expected to arrive at Canalside Saturday morning and brave the cold weather to witness the first ever commissioning of a naval vessel immediately next to its decommissioned counterpart. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.